2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
A video that the UK Royal Air Force Squadron No. 4 put together to show the Hawk T2 advanced jet trainer in action was highlighted by the Dew Line. "Life doesn't get much better than doing 450 knots down on the deck," wrote Craig Hoyle. BAE Systems has had a good last few months with its new generation Hawk, with 4th Squadron now training ab initio students for the RAF, and Saudi Arabia and Oman having signed deals for 22 and 8 T2-derived examples, respectively. The big prize, however, will be chasing the U.S. Air Force's pending TX requirement to replace a massive fleet of Northrop T-38 Talons. The Image of the Day blog carried a Eurofighter shot issued with a communique on the use of Austrian Typhoons for security during the World Economic Forum. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Japanese safety investigators have determined an all-Nippon Airways 787 lithium-ion main battery malfunctioned after being overcharged, forcing the widebody to make an emergency landing on January 16th and triggering a global grounding of the fleet still in effect. The 32-volt battery overheated and sprayed burning electrolytes in a compartment beneath the cockpit because it received a charge exceeding its design limit. Japan Aviation Safety Agency investigator Hideo Kozuki told reporters in a press conference near the damaged aircraft, still parked at Takamatsu Airport. Airbus appears to be dismissing the possibility of a further stretch to the A350 despite the capacity gap between the A350-1000 and the A380. The A350-1000 will be capable of seating 350 passengers in a typical three-class configuration, according to the airframer. High-density arrangements could lift this to 440. Its A380 has a 525-seat layout, although some carriers have fitted low-density layouts of just over 400 seats. Air Asia's chief executive, Tony Fernandez, is continuing to apply pressure on Airbus to re-engine its A330 widebody, even though the company appears to be ruling out the option. Fernandez, whose Air Asia group has several franchises in countries around Asia and is one of the most valuable customers for Airbus, is in Toulouse for some important meetings with the European airframer. Both AirAsia and Fernandez have a stake in AirAsia X, the Malaysia-based long-haul, low-cost carrier that has a fleet of 9 A330-300s. It has orders for another 18 A330s and 10 of the new-generation Airbus A350-900s. A grounding order by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration moves the Boeing 787 program into territory uncharted for a modern airliner as long as a recently discovered battery fire risk remains unsolved. The order by the FAA effectively grounds 6 787s operated by United Airlines and aligns the U.S. regulator with 2 Japanese airlines, All Nippon Airways and Japan Airlines, that ceased 787 operations earlier on January 15th. But the action also forces 5 other airlines operating the 787 to reconsider the aircraft's safety for an undetermined period. Boeing must demonstrate that it has eliminated any risk of a battery-ignited fire before the grounding will be lifted. Jim McNerney, Boeing's chief executive, says the entire resources of the company will be put at the disposal of the effort to discover the source of the battery fire risk and to correct it.